It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton covers the auto beat. She decided to delve into the world of electric cars firsthand by spending some time driving the Nissan Leaf and the Chevy Volt. She joins us now. Hi, Tracy.
Hello.
So while we're calling them both electric cars, there are some fundamental differences in how they work.
Comparing the Leaf to the Volt. Yes, absolutely. The Leaf is a pure electric vehicle. It only runs on the battery, and when it runs dry, you have to recharge the battery to get more out of the car. And the Volt has a battery, and you can run on that as an electric car for about 35 miles. And then after that, it has a generator that runs on gasoline that provides more electricity so the car can keep running. So it's Chevy calls it an electric car with extended range.
And after spending that week with the Leaf and the Volt, what did you think?
Well, they're two totally different cars, and I had two totally different experiences, as you can imagine. When I got the Volt that week that they gave it to me, I actually had a vacation arranged in Pennsylvania. Well, because it has the extended range, I could actually take the Volt to the campsite where I was staying, some 400 some miles away, and I plugged it in to my cabin, which had electricity. You know, most of this was done on the gasoline, but I was able to get it recharged in my cabin. When it comes to the Leaf, it's a different kind of vehicle. I could not have done that. And I was, in fact, I even considered driving it to Detroit and back one day for an event. And I was sitting in my car looking at the range, which it was about 100 miles. And the event was, a good 45 miles away. So I was doing the calculations in my head. And then all of a sudden, the range that I was looking at slipped down 2 miles. And I just chickened out because I knew that on the end at the garage, there was no place for me to plug in. And that kind of tells you a little bit about, you know, range anxiety and why people are not flocking in large numbers to trade in their regular cars for electric cars, because you have to know that you have that range and that you're going to be able to make it to work and back every day
because
on the range.
These electric cars aren't selling well. Tell me how the Volt and Leaf are tracking in terms of sales.
They have not come out really strong, certainly not as strong as the companies had hoped. In April, I think the Leaf sold about 370 Leafs and the Volt about 1,460. So these are not large amounts of these cars being sold. And I know that last year, you know, GM's CEO Dan Akerson said he hoped to sell 60,000 this year. It's just not going to happen. People are not buying the cars in high volumes like that.
Is it because they're not altogether comfortable with electric technology yet?
I think that's part of it. Absolutely. They're not sure about whether the technology is as dependable as what they're used to. They know that, for example, with a regular electric car, it has the range limitation and they may want to be able to go longer distances. And there's price. And that is probably the biggest thing. These cars are more expensive than, say, a car that gets, you know, 40 miles per gallon, which is pretty good. You know, you can get one of those cars for about $20,000. When you're talking about the Volt, it costs about $31,000, and that's including the federal tax credit. And the Leaf is about $28,000, including the federal tax credit. So really, I think the big issue is price.
These cars are presented as being green cars. What is the environmental impact of these vehicles?
If you're looking at global emissions, you know, global warming emissions, and the Union of Concerned Scientists took a look at it and found that in an area, say, like California, if you have an electric car and it's running off the grid, which uses a lot of natural gas to produce the electricity, it's a lot cleaner than, say, even a hybrid like the Prius. But if you're running that electric car off the grid in Michigan, where most of our electricity comes from coal, they found that it produces about the same global emissions as a regular compact car that, say, gets 40 miles to the gallon. So if you really want to maximize the potential of electric vehicles to clean up environment, we have to clean up the way we produce electricity.
Tracy Samilton covers the auto beat for Michigan Radio. Tracy, thanks a lot.
It was a pleasure.